Hello, I'm Ryan Felsman with a look at the week ahead here in Australia. And the week kicks off on Monday when CommSec releases its home size trends report. And that will be of keen interest, particularly for home builders and also household appliance retailers. And then later we get the tourist arrivals numbers. That'll be of particular interest, given that we've seen tourist numbers lift by 8.4 million and also spending by 42.5 billion over the year to June, particularly on the back of that weaker Aussie dollar. We also see the Commonwealth Bank release its business sales indicator, a measure of economy-wide spending. That'll be closely monitored. We've seen spending increase on consecutive months so far this year, and really what we're continuing to see is that trend towards spending on amusement and entertainment in particular. We also get the Reserve Bank Governor Philip Lowe speaking on Tuesday at the CEDA annual dinner. That'll be closely watched. The speech is on prosperity and trust. And then later in the week, we also get an update on those skilled job vacancies. This week in the United States, the focus will be on home building. Certainly, we'll get a release around building permits, housing starts, and also the latest update from the National Association of Home Builders. And what we've seen in the United States of late is those interest rate increases really feeding through to a lift in those 30-year fixed mortgage rates to the highest in about 7 years at 5%. And that's led to a bit of a downturn in terms of the sector. More broadly, we've also seen hurricane effects impact housing starts, particularly in the south of the country, with Hurricane Florence and Michael really reducing those housing starts in the south by about 13%, three-year lows in the most recent months. We're expecting housing starts to finish the year around 1.26 million and probably be about 1.3 million next year. At the same time, we have seen that reflected more broadly in terms of financial markets too. We've seen the iShares US Home Construction ETF fall by about 25% so far this year, with the likes of Toll Brothers, NVR and Pult Group all falling. At the same time, we get the consumer durables read towards the middle of the week. That's before the Thanksgiving holidays observed on Thursday. Consumer durables have been quite volatile recently, particularly in relation to airplane and also defence spending on capital equipment. And on Friday, we get the latest flash manufacturing updates from the Eurozone, US, UK and Japan. We have seen a moderation in terms of global growth, particularly with the Eurozone seeing a fallback in that factory activity to about two-year lows, and Germany actually releasing a negative quarterly GDP number in September.